This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine are in the focus. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirstner is here. Doug Steffen is here for your listening and dancing pleasure to go through the charts for the week of the 22nd of January, last full week of the month of January. And everybody is lamenting already, wowie zowie. We're into the end of January, the playoffs. Right, this program airs around the country around the weekend, so Friday some people hear it, Saturday some people hear it, Sunday some people hear it. The postseason continuing on Sunday with the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship. They have one game in the afternoon and one in the evening, I think, right? Isn't that how they do that?
Yeah, 12. Well, Pacific time, because you know I'm on the West Coast, but 12:30 and 3:30, so 3:30 and 6:30 for you East Coasters.
Right. I know you'll find this shocking. Yeah, who's going to play in the Super Bowl? There is a suit that was filed this week against Vince McMahon, accusing him of sexual assault. How about that?
Of the worst kind.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Did you read it?
I saw enough of it. This is a former employee. I think that's one of the reasons that he kind of got booted. His wife said, you know, you're not... His wife owns more of the stock than he does.
So, well, they've actually just sold. Don't forget, because they combined...
They most of it.
Yeah, they did WWE with UFC, so it's now TKO is the company. And yeah. But Linda McMahon did find out about this affair, and I just went through it. It was actually disgusting. But yeah. the woman says she was living...
I always thought he was disgusting.
Well, I don't... Here's the thing. I want to see, it's so outlandish that I'm hopeful it's not true. It's so disgusting. So I'm not going to give you the gory details, but apparently they met because she was taking care of her parents and living in the same building with Vince McMahon, and then saying that she was like destitute, which seems odd if you're living in the same building with Vince McMahon, but you know, whatever. And so he said, hey, you know, I can put you to work. And then he started forcing her, she said, into having relations with not only him, but another guy who's actually the stepdad of the Bella twins. He's a former wrestler and was working with Vince. And then,
so basically, sex trafficking, too.
And then saying that they use, and TMZ named the guy, but they said they used her to try to sign deals with other athletes. And one of the people they named was Brock Lesnar, who is a big superstar that was in both UFC and in WWE. So, I don't know.
Leave it to Jennifer to know what's going on in the sordid world.
Oh, I can tell you more, but this is a family program.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. All right. And I always like to, when Jennifer's here, bring in at least one California story before we get into the nitty-gritty of the stories and the people.
You haven't even heard of it. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
All right. Well, so I'll try this one first, then you can do the doozy. This woman rescued from floodwaters this week. She spent 15 hours on top of her overturned car in Livermore. She was in a camper vehicle. And so somebody saw what was going on. They drove by and saw her on the top of the vehicle. She was rescued. She attempted to cross the floodwaters in the nighttime, but didn't know how deep the water was. So the car obviously went kaplunk, and that was the end of that. The car overturned in the water. I'm surprised it wasn't carried down. Looking at some of the video.
It really rained on Monday, and San Diego got nailed. I think it was the most rainy, like the most rain in one single day for San Diego, not for L.A. Was it record-setting, but for San Diego, and I think in, like, years, like decades. And they were, the flooding there, and I'm surprised it didn't get picked up more by the national media. It didn't even really get picked up in Los Angeles. I had listeners that were sending me pictures of floodwaters going by their homes in San Diego. Yeah. Just unbelievably scary. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so there's our California coverage.
Can I give you a two for California?
Yeah, here we go.
Because it's too wild. All right, so the first is that a girl who stabbed her boyfriend 108 times and killed him got 2 years probation and 100 hours community service. Because he forced her to take a hit on a bong, and she had weed-induced psychosis.
Yeah. That's there for California.
Jury justice convicted her. Prevail. Judge gives her the soft sentence. And then number two, this one will really tee you off. California is now investigating. They're passing through a new bill with a speed limiter to be built into every car starting in 2027.
Right.
I call it the kill switch. Yeah, yeah. So when you do something wrong and Gavin Newsom's like, I'll stop her. and then your car just stops. You can't go anywhere.
I'll continue to drive my car that is registered in Massachusetts, so I don't have to worry about that out there. Thank you very much. All right, good news. The economy this week is a source of, I think, probably a smile or two. Number seven is a focus on not only our economy, but the economy of China. The Chinese economy is going in one direction, and ours is going in another. As a great example of that, stock market closed higher this week. All of the averages were up. The interest rates are going down. Gross domestic product is up. So there are other, it's interesting because over in Turkey is not a great economic power, but as an example of one of our country having led the way when it came to interest rates, and now we're going down, Turkey's central bank is going up. And some people, can you imagine living in a country where they charge you 40% interest on a loan? Mm. It's like dealing with the mafia.
You can't
charge that.
That's like you'll
right.
never
you
able
can't.
To pay it back.
So the economy will go right into the tank, and Turkey will become sort of whatever the Greece
cooked.
People. Some yeah, right. A cooked turkey. Very good, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Let's get into some of the things that are on the story list. I'll go through the list for you. At number 10, the weather. Jennifer just dealt with that over in California, but it's all over the country. The Oscar nomination is number 9. Situation with Boeing and their 737 is number 8. Economy 7. Social media 6. I think 4 and 5 are kind of tied together. Middle East war and what's happening with the Houthi rebels and the Iranians. Number 3, Trump with E. Jean Carroll. Number 2, I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but anyway. The migrant situation and the presidential race is number 1. I think playing in there is Mike Johnson and his attempts to sort of make a deal with the rest of his party and how they deal with Ukrainian aid and aid to Israel. I don't think there was any money at all in this latest kick the can down the road move, right, for either Ukraine
right.
or
which was part of
Israel?
The deal to kick the can. Yeah, so they didn't
right.
do that.
Yeah.
The thing
yep.
that's annoying to me, and I'm not just saying this from where I sit politically, or maybe I am, who knows, but I can't stand these bills where they say, well, we'll secure the border, but you have to give all this money to Ukraine. That's junk. It's the job of the president. It's the job of every elected member of anything to keep us safe, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And having an open border and having the problems, and not only just for our safety, but the safety of the people who are coming here, who are being sold to the cartels. This is not good for anybody. Yeah. And so if you have this going on and you want to say, well, we're going to use this as a political tool so that we can get more money for Ukraine or more money for our pet projects. Enough of that. Can't we just do single bills? I don't know why we have to put everything.
It should be a law. We should have a law.
So
somebody who really is a leader, you want to be a leader. So lead by creating a circumstance in which this has to happen. This is the way it has to happen. I save some of these for you, Jennifer, because I know you're on top of it. And frankly, we don't pay much attention to anything that Trump is
right.
doing.
No pressure to me, right?
Well, I see that he testified in the E. Jean Carroll. That's why, it's number 3 this week on the countdown. And what am I to understand? She already got $5 million bucks from him, right? So is he trying to get the $5 million back?
No, she's suing for more because he still contends he didn't rape her. And she's the one who says that he followed her into a dressing room at whatever department store it was next to Trump Tower and raped her.
Right.
Years ago. And so the jury in New York said that he had to pay her however much he did. Well, then he was upset about paying it. And so he says, I didn't do anything. I remember, you know, she's a charlatan, basically. And so now she's suing him for that, for more money.
Well, don't we, the public is, even though they don't seem to hold this against her, the people that support him, they don't hold this against him. But he was already convicted of having one of his henchmen pay off Stormy Daniels, what was it, $150,000 or whatever it was.
That was Michael Cohen.
So, Michael Cohen. So he's certainly capable of doing that.
Well, but with Stormy Daniels, the payoffs, yeah. And I think a lot of rich and powerful people, and including Trump, I don't think he's exempt from that, make stories go away if they are... whether they're true or not, a lot of people just make stories go away because they don't want to be bothered with them. They don't want the bad press of litigation. With Stormy Daniels, he was never accused of rape. He was accused of having a relationship with her and paying her hush money.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little bit, it's a little different. He just wanted to make it go away. Whether it's true or not, look, I don't think we should be under any grand illusion that Trump's perfect in his marriage. I don't feel that way.
Really?
But I'm not voting. But here's the thing. I'm not voting for him to be a husband, and I'm not marrying him. I'm voting for him to be president, and there's a difference.
Okay, let's imagine that, Jay, for a second. Jennifer Horne married to Donald Trump. What do you think?
That's, I can hang with it. Yeah. I mean, you get to live at Mar-a-Lago at least. I'd be like, go do your thing. Stay away from me. Just leave me by the pool. Thank you.
On the people list this week, Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie are number 10. That was quite a slight, it would seem, in the Oscar nominations. Carrie Lake, what did she do this week? She's an obnoxious pain in the you-know-what. But why is she at number 9?
Because the party leader bribed her to get out of the Senate race, and she said no, not for $1 billion, and now the guy had to resign.
That's Jeff DeWitt. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that clarification. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. During the Good Day program, we always, at this point in every hour, go through social media items, some of the trending stories, a little gossip here and there. But we also find time, and I think this is appropriate for our Talk Radio Review, to look at some of the things that are ancillary to social media. For example, this week the House in Florida approved a bill to ban social media for children under the age of 16. I'm thinking that would be good for every state, but then I think, could it ever get passed in California, ever get passed in Massachusetts, ever get passed in New York? This is a bill that would target, it tracks, actually, user activity, allowing children to upload content that is not for them. So the bill was passed 106-13. Democrats joined because they realize where this is going. The Democrats better get in on this, not just in Florida, but around the country. This is going to be an election issue. If we can get away from Trump making fun of everybody and actually get to some real issues, then he and Biden and Kennedy need to be talking about this. This is one of the big issues going forward. They described it as digital fentanyl, which is pretty accurate, I think. Frankly.
Well, it is addicting, and not only for children.
Yeah.
And, I mean, personally, I'm all for not having a certain age and younger on social media. I don't like that the government's getting in on it, though.
Me
no,
too, Jay.
There's
right
too
on.
Many rules and regulations.
I think that it should be up to the parents, and I know the parents are messing it up. But, man, oh, man, to have government come in and legislate everything in our lives is just, it's
see what's going on, and we're letting it happen. Microsoft is laying off 1,900 employees in the gaming division. So what would be the cause of that? Obviously, it's not working the way they wanted it to work. Zuckerberg wants to control everything. He bought a gaming-making company, Activision, I guess it's called. Then when they bought it, there's 22,000 people in his gaming workforce. Imagine that. Just in the gaming workforce at, what's the name of the company? Meta, right? That's what Meta is the overviewer of, that's Facebook. Microsoft Microsoft doesn't have any, like, public, it doesn't have Facebook and Instagram and X. It just is a software provider, right? And this gaming stuff is becoming so big. The money that's being spent, wow. They even have some of the wrestlers are doing gaming things. You know, it was football first and baseball, and then you had people like Kevin Hart doing spots for it. Now it was just everywhere because there's so much money in it. Money. The root of all evil. But without it, what do you do? That's a good question, Doug. Thank you for asking it. A half a dozen people in Missouri reported missing are believed to have been lured into a cult led by a convicted child molester. Here's something else that's a disgrace for social media. The cult was led by a guy named Rashad Jamal, who's now in the slammer in Georgia for 18 years. He was convicted of one count of child molestation. Where do these perverts come from? My God, they're everywhere. It's a disease. We talk about Vince McMahon, then we had somebody else that we were talking about, and now this? Wow. And then they're using social media to get at these people, to find them. It's disgraceful. Now, that movie, The Beekeeper, that I was talking about, Jennifer, I don't think you were here when I was talking about it. If you haven't seen it, it's about social media ripping people off. And how people are, and this is a true story, both aspects of it are true. The fact that there is a group called the Beekeepers, one of the, you know, those black ops organizations, but the fact that there are these boiler rooms around the country that are ripping people off to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars every day.
Wow.
It's really.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande River. This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry, in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders. Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air with the comments, social media questions that we asked during the week. Jay is in charge of that. So we have some interesting comments. The question is about who you'd pick for president, and Lynn Greer wants me to run for president, and thank Jay and Jennifer to be vice presidents. There you go.
What else did you say? Mutiny.
Really? That seems to be in the that's in the air these days.
Right, sure, else we'll weaponize.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So right. Somebody has to.
I'm going to bring. You know what I'm going to do as president? I'm going to make sure there's manure enough for everyone, and we'll have it spread all around Washington because there's so much stuff. There's so much SH, you know what, in Washington now.
Hey.
A little more manure, right, would be good. Help things grow. All right, what else we have here, Jay?
Somebody at the stage posed this question to us about if Trump and Biden were not running for president, who would your pick be? It doesn't matter if they are a current candidate, a former candidate, just, you know, in the land of Oz,
yeah,
who would
question.
You want to be president? But it's so great because when you think about how we actually vote in real life, we don't. Sometimes we get to vote for who we want in office, but more than often than not, we're just voting against somebody.
Choices.
Yeah, we're just voting to keep somebody out of office. We don't really want the person from whom we're voting in office. We just really don't want the other person in office. And so we pose that question that Jeff Tolton says DeSantis and Pompeo.
I like Mike Pompeo.
It's an interesting combination. Yeah, Pompeo's not bad. Pompeo. I agree.
DeSantis is a disgrace. I wouldn't run. I wouldn't let him run for dog catcher. He's a phony baloney. At least you can say, with Trump, he is who he is. There's no phony baloney with Trump. You know who he is. You know what he's all about. And I don't think we know that. I think to a point you know that about Biden because he's been around for as long as he has been. But DeSantis is a mask. Maybe Nikki Haley, I don't feel like I really know who she is either. I don't know that I knew who any of these people are. I want to know who they are because I want to know what makes them tick. I know what makes Trump tick. I don't have any question about that, but I can't tell you. And I think I know about Biden. I don't think I know that about the rest of them. And I think I know it about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You kind of see he's pretty much he lays it all out. He doesn't hide much. But don't you want to know who's in charge of the most powerful army in the world? Don't you want to know who's in charge of the most powerful economic machine in the world? Don't you want to know who's in charge of all of the aspects of the money that gets spent, trillions of dollars? I want to know who those people are. And I don't know that we know who these people are. Anyway, keep going, Jay. Excuse me.
Antonio Gibranet says, Jeff Bezos for his business and logistic expertise, and Taylor Swift for the popularity contest.
Ha! There's a combo. Imagine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, President Jeff Bezos and the Vice President Taylor Swift. There you go. How about we have Kelsey be president? No, better yet, Taylor Swift should be president, and Kelsey maybe can be the vice president, if you will, or first husband or whatever. I think they're going to get married, by the way. What do you think? I think they're going to get married.
Yeah. If it's real.
I bet you. Yeah, right.
All
right, what else do you have here?
Not.
Oh, really?
The haters, the naysayers.
Yeah,
Susie
Ortiz has
Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens.
Ah, yeah. Keep going.
Donna Liu, I always liked former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. He stood strong, but always
Me
dignified.
Too.
Yeah, he's a pretty conservative guy, but he was pretty straight. Yeah, he was pretty straight shooter.
I was all Walker for 3 weeks until Trump entered the race in 2015.
Yeah. You faker.
Yeah, a minute. I know.
You're funny. All right, who else we got here?
Wendy Turner would vote for Ben Carson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I would be scared of that combo. I think they're both too nice.
Oh, really? Let's not have a nice president. It is sad. Yeah, yeah. Keep going. What else? Do we get anything different? I see a lot of the same names.
Quite a few people said Ron DeSantis. Yeah, there were a lot of Ron DeSantis picks, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right. Anyway. Did Nikki Haley get any votes at all?
Yeah, Terry Seavey said, well, I think Nikki Haley, but I think RFK Jr., as I signed a petition for him to be on the New Hampshire ballot, so it's fair is fair.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's another one that's getting it handed to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not fair enough.
All right. You mean, sticking to him because the Republicans and Democrats don't want him in there because he's going to take votes away from both of them and upset the apple cart. All right, let's stick with the presidential race here for a little bit. I got a kick out of Johnny Marr saying he didn't want Donald Trump playing his music at his rallies. I don't know who Johnny Marr is, though.
I know.
Singer for the Smiths.
Oh. And what's the song? I don't even
know. The song he was playing was Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah, James, see if you can find that. I want to hear what it sounds like. It doesn't ring a bell with me. Yeah? Have you heard it, Jen?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of the Smiths vaguely, but I wouldn't have an idea if this guy ran into
the
street.
Yeah, don't be sleeping on the Smiths. They're great.
Are they? What have they done that everybody knows about?
Good times. All right.
Crank this up.
See the look I've had can make a good man turn back.
I don't know if that was a rally around this bunch. All right, so don't use that song. I don't think he's losing anything by using that that song.
I thought you might just be happy somebody was hearing it.
Yeah, that could be, yes. All right, also, Ron DeSantis has blamed checked-out Iowa voters this week for tanking his campaign. It's your fault, those of you who are listening to our stations in Iowa. Ron DeSantis says you are responsible for him being a loser. But you know what?
That always makes over friends.
Ron DeSantis is responsible for him being a loser. Ron DeSantis does his own losing very well. He said he kept running into voters who liked him and his policies, but they felt like they owed Trump another shot. Yeah, that's it. Right? I don't know about that. I haven't seen any of that. Have you seen any of that? Jen, really? Seriously?
I think, seriously, a year ago at this time, Ron DeSantis was ahead of Trump in every poll, like in almost every state, except for maybe a couple
because people didn't know him. Remember what I said a few minutes ago about knowing.
He's the one that blew it. He waited too long to get into the race, and then when he did get into the race, he showed that his personality was lacking. You know, say what you will about Trump, but he's entertaining to watch, and he's got the it factor. And
you know
a lot of these candidates who go forward have that it factor. Obama had the it factor. You know, you just want to watch them.
Biden doesn't have the it factor at all. So what a phony DeSantis is, though. DeSantis then turns around and says, okay, I support Donald Trump, after he said all those horrible things about Trump. And do you think Trump's going to pay any attention to him one way or another? No, probably not.
Trump said he said congratulations on a good race, and then he moved on.
Yeah, he moved to keep the Florida legislature from voting to pay Trump's legal bills, which I think is appropriate.
Why should the state of Florida? Trump. He's for the Republican
legal
Party.
Bills. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Let's see. I don't know. I've had enough of this. Have you? I can go in any number of directions here with this, but I just don't want to. But I get that. What can we say that's new and different? That's really kind of the bottom line. I noticed this week that Larry Kudlow is getting a lot of traction because, remember, he was pretty much the top economic advisor for Trump last time around. And, he said something about Trump and the economy, which people watching, he was on Fox, and he said the economy's good under Biden, and people went boo, boo, boo. And it's no fault of Biden's by any stretch of the imagination. And I still say, Jay and I have said this a number of times, we have more money in our pocket when Trump was president than we did with Biden, and all the damn taxes, and we're going to get the rich, and all that palarva. I was about to use another word, began with a B, but it's so demeaning. And it's infantile to listen to some of these discussions and debates about things. And if we have one more government agency, has always been, you can have listened to me for 35 years on this program, and I've been very consistent about government being involved in our lives. There's way too much of it. There's way more of it now than there used to be, because there's a concerted effort to not teach people in our public school system how the government works and how to think. It's what to think now, not how to think. They had a thing... It was here in Massachusetts, but it was another state too, Jay, we talked about this week, where the state, there was a proposal, legislative proposal, to keep teachers from advocating for certain political positions or for people running for office, and it got thrown out. Do you remember what state that was? I forget when we talked about it.
Oh, I want to say Vermont, but I feel like it was not Vermont. It was one of those things that they weren't teaching how to think. It was what to think.
Yeah.
This is who I'm voting for. This is who you should vote for. What you can vote. This is who if your parents knew anything, this is who they should be voting for.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Screw that stuff, man. All right, let's see here. Number four.
Can we talk about the real thing that's not on the list?
Okay, Jennifer.
The frozen Chiefs fans. What happened to those guys?
Oh my goodness! Three friends were at another friend's house. They were watching the game, and then they just never made it home. And days later, I think it was one of the fiancés started looking for them, and they were found. One was found on the front porch, I believe, frozen, solid, and then two more were found in the back. And I think one of the relatives of one of them said that they believe they may have ingested something, but there's no autopsy has been completed to give any information.
And the guy who owned the house said he didn't know that they were out there.
Yeah.
He went to sleep with his headphones on.
Didn't
know they were outside.
Yeah. Well,
and did that leave his house? But did he not leave his house for a couple of days? That he
no, they were saying he was sleeping. I don't know.
Because it was a day or two later. Yeah.
All right, the big story in England this week is King Charles is having a prostate procedure. I don't know why that didn't make it into the top 10, but there it is. Back to the serious stuff. Number four and five, the situation in the Middle East. I think it's important that we remember International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the Nazis and their collaborators committing the murder of the 6 million Jews. This is the final solution. Remember, we heard so much about that when we actually studied in school World War II, what happened with the Nazis and their grasp on Germany. And so two-thirds of Europe's Jewish population was murdered by the Nazis, by Hitler. And so the United Nations has passed a resolution designating International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It started back in 2005, and so as we go through the weekend, that is something that a lot of people will be talking about because it is celebrated, if that's the right word, acknowledged, I'm not sure. But around the world, this will be something that people are talking about, going back through the history of how Hitler, who was appointed chancellor, came out of nowhere, and his first... Almost the first thing he said was, we got to get rid of the Jews. And that became his mantra. Imagine in the support the guy had, that people were, the ignorance is untold here. Anyway, I thought that deserved a moment of notice here on our Talk Radio Review. It's 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing the Monster Truck Rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Number one, when it comes to working on your house, the advice from Tom Kreitler, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We got it all here. Tommy joins us every week at this time so that you can prepare for your weekend chores around the home. Everything you need to do, Tom addresses with Leslie Segretti, his co-host on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. They have a great newsletter. They have a great podcast. But there is always that little nuance of what's new, what's different. So I have a really different one for you, Tommy.
All right.
I'm involved in this development, as I've told you. And in the development is a mansion, beautiful place. It was built in the early 1980s. It has like 14,000 square feet in it. And so we've taken it apart. We're going to use it, as you may know, when you build a development in some states, you have to take 10% of the units and make them affordable. So we are doing that in this mansion. We're putting the affordable units into the mansion. So we have to rip, literally, we're ripping it apart down to the studs.
Yeah.
Taking everything out. And in this house, there's beautiful, absolutely magnificent doors and panels that have been, hand carved, and the ornateness, chandeliers, all kinds of stuff. So I'm trying to find, I'm running around, I've talked to four or five different groups about, I can't, in my heart of hearts, I can't bring myself to throwing that stuff in a dumpster. There's got to be somebody somewhere who can use this stuff.
Yeah.
So I've called building resources people. I've called household goods people. I've called nonprofits. I've called, Habitat for Humanity. And all these people come back with, unfortunately, we do not accept these type of items. Okay.
Right.
So what the heck do I do with this stuff? I do not want to put it in a dumpster.
Yeah, didn't I refer you to an association of
last week we were talking about this, but it's become more. You did, and that's what brought me to my frustration with you today, not with you, but I've tried the group you sent me to and a bunch of other people, and they don't want to do it. I mean, we're giving them tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff for nothing to do something with, and they can't imagine because it's so different, they don't know what to do with it. Mirrors.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, just the platform of your radio show, I'm sure you've got contractors and builders will speak to you that can use stuff like that, Doug. My only additional suggestion to you, sir, would be to let's get the visual here. You know, can you, if you were to shoot photographs of some of this gorgeous stuff and post it on your website, maybe they'll start getting some more serious inquiries. I will, I can appreciate the fact that the kinds of folks that you're calling get these kinds of calls every day. And, you know, not everyone, everyone thinks what they have is an antique or it's, you know, worth saving for one reason or another.
Valuable. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it takes them a long time to sort through it. You know, I personally had a disappointing experience with Habitat for Humanity. I had about, I don't know, several thousand dollars in railings from the railing business I used to have. And it was all stuff that we had bought right from the supplier. And it was older, so it was oxidized. The surfaces were a little darkened. But I brought it over there, and they're like, well, that's moldy. I'm like, it's not mold. But they just weren't here. They wouldn't have it. They weren't listening to me. I'm like, okay. So, unfortunately, I became firewood, which was a terrible.
Yeah, well, that's what I know. I don't want that to happen with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's too magnificent to do that. I just, all right. So, anyway, I did ask you that, and I've been more frustrated this week now that I spent a week trying to do something with all of this stuff. All right. Meanwhile, back at the podcast, what are some of the things? I know you list the podcasts. You can find all of them at moneypit.com/podcast. And so over the years, you must have done hundreds of these, haven't you?
Yeah, we're almost at 2,400 episodes.
Wow.
Can you believe that? 2,400.
So, yeah, how do people use it? What's the best way? Can you go into the website and put into the search bar a particular topic like that we were just talking about here and come up with?
Yeah, you can. In fact, you can search just our podcast, or you can search just our like articles and videos and things like that on the website. But all you have to do is go to moneypit.com/podcast, and the podcast is carried on every major podcast platform. So if you are on the Apple platform, it's there. If you're on the Google platform, and so on. In fact, I just got a note yesterday from Apple. This is interesting, Doug. Apple is launching a new feature to their podcast where all the podcasts on Apple are automatically going to be transcribed now.
Really?
So that, you can look up a word or two of something you heard on a show and get right there to it. It's all going to happen on the back end. Yeah.
That's good to know because we have our podcast.
Yeah. I've been transcribed.
You have, we have the Money Pits on Apple, the Good Day download, and the our daily overview is a podcast. That's on Apple. That's good to know. All right. See how much helpful information Tom has, no matter what the focus. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.